When he burst onto the scene in 1985, he was a stunning breath of fresh air, succeeding a series of sclerotic, aging Soviet leaders, and promising a new era of what he called perestroika and glasnost, restructuring and openness in a bid to try and save the Soviet Union from collapse. The West was absolutely wowed by him. Then British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher famously described him as a man we can do business with. There were a host of superpower summits between Gorbachev and former US President Ronald Reagan, a series of arms control agreements, but ultimately Gorbachev was unable to control events within his own borders. First of all, there was the crisis at the Ukrainian nuclear plant in Chernobyl that saw a much delayed response by the authorities in Moscow. Then, of course, in August of 1991, the uprising against him, an attempted coup by hardliners within the Communist Party. It ultimately failed, but there was never any chance after it for Gorbachev to put the genie back into the bottle. And by the end of that year, on New Year's Eve in 1991, he resigned and dissolved the Soviet Union.